morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With us again is Charlsie Plummer of Dow AgriSciences. Charlsie, how can wheat producers prepare for success this growing season?
I would encourage producers to start scouting early and continue that process throughout the growing season. Identifying weed species in the field is critical to determining the best weed management program. With the current commodity prices, growers are wanting to get the most out of their inputs. Each season brings upon different challenges, but a proactive approach to weed control can certainly set growers up for success. As I travel throughout my territory, I can find mirestail in nearly every wheat field. I would have to say it's the biggest broadleaf weed issue we have in my geography. So to have a herbicide like Culex that performs exceptionally well on not only mirestail, but other broadleaf weed species such as henbit and mustards is truly a game changer. Culex also provides the tank mix flexibility to broaden that weed spectrum up by adding 12 to 16 ounces of MCPA for those tougher to control weeds, such as Virginia pepperweed, cutleaf evening primrose, and field bindweed.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
During the Red River Crops Conference in Altus, Oklahoma last week, I spoke with Dr. Todd Ballman of Oklahoma State University's Plant and Soil Sciences Department, who was there to talk to farmers about the state's most problematic weeds currently and what herbicides have worked best to stave them off.
Things like morning glories, crabgrass, Texas panicum, some of those. But those two big ones that we're probably dealing with the most right now as far as problem weeds are probably pigweed and mirestail.
Two of the best things a farmer can do, he says, is to use a residual herbicide and to use multiple modes of action. This will help to prevent a buildup in weed resistance and allow for continued future use of available herbicide technologies, like dicamba-based products, for instance, which have been a source of contention in some states.
Fortunately, we didn't have the number of issues, but we did have a lot of states east of us that had a record number of complaints specifically involving dicamba drift. And due to that, EPA and the manufacturers changed some of the rules and regulations and training requirements as we go into this next cropping system.
If using any popular dicamba-based herbicides this year, such as Xtendimax, Fexapan, or Eugenia, Bowman advises farmers to pay close attention to those new label requirements for these products.
Before they can apply the herbicide, they must go through the mandatory training, and currently there's only one training deck that is available. There's meetings planned throughout the state that growers can attend. If they have any questions about locations or date, I would recommend they check with their local county extension agent and find out where the closest location and time and date for that training, because if they are not trained prior to application, basically they're off-label, just like using a wrong rate or something like that. They definitely want to be cognizant of that, and obviously we want to be good stewards of the technology, do all the things that we can, at least in the state of Oklahoma, to protect it for future uses. Things like wind requirements, nozzles, tank mixes, all of those label requirements need to be reviewed, the website's reviewed, and make sure we're doing everything we can to use the technology correctly.
Bowman suggests that as long as farmers keep up practices of good stewardship where these products are concerned, Oklahomans should be able to avoid, per se, overregulation of their use.
You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.